Welcome to this episode of the Influencer Talks. My name is Atul Mathur and I am the host of this podcast show. Today, our guest on the show is a young lady, Bhushita Ahuja, a class 11th student, self-motivated and determined personality who is doing so much that it won't be wrong to call her an influencer. Viewers, welcome to the talk show. Today we have a young lady on our show who has achieved quite big in her small life so far, and she actually thinks to achieve much, much bigger in future. She is Bhushita Ahuja. Bhushita Ahuja is a champion in chess, Delhi state champion. Then she is an author, and also she runs her own NGO called Samvedna. Welcome to the show, Bhushita.
Thank you so much.
Bhushita, my first question is, at this young age, you are in class 11, right?
So yes, in class, I'm in 11th.
So in class 11th, if you are being covered as an influencer, so how do you feel? Of course, it is a well-deserved thing. So you deserve it. Definitely, you have earned it. But how do you feel?
Thank you. I feel quite satisfied and I feel quite confident because I have been able to achieve the goals that I set for myself. Right. So definitely I feel very happy about the achievements that I have had so far. And I feel quite self-motivated to achieve much more in life.
Great, great. Bhushita, tell me, you are Delhi State Chess Champion. So where this journey started, when did you start playing chess, when your interest actually began with chess?
Sure. So I was 7 years old when my mother taught me how to play chess. She taught both me and my brother. And she had read in some parenting book that, you know, teaching chess to your kids is a very good thing to do because okay. It improves their memory and it improves their patience and focus. Right. So just like Ludo, Carrom Board, she taught us how to play chess. Nobody had any idea that chess could actually be taken professionally as a career and that tournaments existed. Right. But we started showing a lot of interest in this game and we started playing it every single day. We started challenging the guests that would come to our house. And that's how everyone saw our keen interest and passion for this game. So they enrolled us in a chess academy and that's where our professional chess journey started.
Oh, wonderful. So when did you have your first professional tournament?
So our first tournament was National Under 11, which happened in Delhi. Okay. And it was the first tournament, like recognized tournament. We did play some academy tournaments that happened on a weekly basis, but that was our major event. And we were like, I was 7 years old when I played National Under 11.
Oh, that was excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
And you said that your mother started teaching you at a very young age. That is almost 9 years now, right? 8-9 years?
Yes.
So, of course, she supported you. How about your father?
Right. So my father, he supported us financially because he's the person who earns the money for the family. So he helped fund all our trips and all our tournaments.
Oh, wonderful. So when did you win the championship for Delhi State Chess?
That was 3 years ago when I was in 8th grade and coincidentally, I was playing two tournaments at the same time. Okay. And I was playing Commonwealth and Delhi State together. Okay. And that was when I won the state under 17 category.
Oh, wonderful. So do you want to take this as your profession, chess?
I would say that I... I was a very, like, you know, I used to play 8 to 10 hours every day. But once I entered high school, then I like had to choose between academics and sports.
Okay.
And that's where Samvedana even started. So I'm more into writing, more into social work now.
Okay.
So I don't know if I will be taking chess professionally as a career, but
yeah.
definitely I will keep doing things related to chess,
all right,
such as Samvedana.
Oh, great. So now when you mentioned Samvedana, what do you do with this NGO? When do you start? Did you start it?
So Samvedana started last year in December 2019. And on 14th and 15th, we organized our first chess tournament where 250 plus players participated. The sports minister of the country, he came to our event as the chief guest and endorsed our initiative.
Right.
Why we started Samvedana was because we wanted to spread our passion with others. We wanted to take chess to every nook and corner of the country. And we wanted to specially teach underprivileged kids and help them by giving them opportunities to grow. So this was the mission behind Samvedana.
Right.
And this is why we started it. And currently we are teaching 350 plus underprivileged kids online on a weekly basis from across seven states in India.
Oh, wow. So how do you do that? You have the trainers with you who are associated with the Samvedana?
Yes.
Okay.
So teaching so many people together is not possible for two kids
Absolutely.
Themselves. So
yeah.
we recruited a lot of coaches from across the country on LinkedIn,
okay.
social media. We connected with them. We convinced them that, you know, just spend 1 hour in a week to give back to the society.
Right.
And we were very happy to see that they agreed to do this, agreed to support us. And
yeah.
they've been the backbone of Samvedana since then.
Wow. Wow. So the very first tournament which you organized was, of course, physically everybody came in, right?
Yes. Yes.
But post that, because of the pandemic, you are online.
Yes.
All
yes.
right. So do you organize tournaments also online for those kids?
Yes. Yes. During the initial stages of the lockdown in Corona, we organized around 8 online tournaments to engage the chess audience. And we used platforms like chess.com and Lee Chess. And around 250 players participated in these tournaments.
All right. And how do you organize your funding? Don't tell me that your father funds you the entire of.
No. Not at all. That is definitely not our the way we want to move forward. We want to be self-sustainable. We don't want to ask anyone for money.
Right.
And that is why Samvedana, we started off with chess tournaments, because the entry fees that we collect from these tournaments, we use that to fund Samvedana.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. That's great. So now to your next journey, which is as an author, which you said that you will work more upon being an author. And tell us about your first book, which was published. When was it published?
It was published in September this year.
Oh, wonderful. And what is the subject of that? And what is the name of the book?
Right. So the book is called Open Your Wardrobe for Answers, and it is based on clothing psychology. And it is basically, you know, about how your dressing style and your attire can actually showcase your personality in front of the society.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about the importance of the first impression. It talks about the difference between style and fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It covers color psychology. It addresses questions like why we dress to impress and how we can dress for success.
How could you do that at this age?
I feel where there is a will, there is a way.
Do you read about this thing? Are you passionate about this subject? About clothing?
Yes, yes. I'm really passionate about this subject. And I, like, you know, honestly, I didn't start researching about it because I wanted to write a book. I started researching about it because I was really interested in this subject and I wanted to know this for my own good. I wanted to understand my personality by my clothing choices.
Right.
And that's why I started finding out more about this subject. Then when I started noting down my research, I found it very fascinating and I felt that, you know, this could actually be a book. So my book is basically called Open Your Wardrobe for Answers.
Yeah.
And it is based on clothing psychology. So it basically talks about what you wear and how it impacts people around you and how they perceive you by your dressing sense.
Right.
So in this book, I have spoken about the importance of the first impression according to psychology. Right. I have also spoken about the difference between style and fashion. I have covered color psychology and I have addressed questions like why we dress to impress and what, how to dress for success.
Oh, wonderful. So did you read about it or what? Or do you buy too many clothes online? So why this idea came
so
to
you? I have, right. So I've always been interested in fashion. I like, shopping clothes, dressing up and stuff like that. So I'm quite interested in clothing in general. And that's where I started researching about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to start, like, you know, find out more about this subject for myself, not because I was writing a book. And once I started finding details and information about this subject, I found it very fascinating. And I wrote a book on this subject because I felt it could help others as well.
Oh, that is excellent. Now, do you have any writing assignment in pipeline?
So I am writing another book. I'm working on my second book. And this one is going to be called Open the Shastra for Answers because I'm really interested in Vedic literature and in the Gita and all the Upanishads that exist. And I feel they're like treasure. Mm-hmm. And I feel they can really answer some very important questions that nobody knows the answers to.
Right.
And that's why I started researching on that. And I hope to write a book on that and publish it soon.
What rewards and recognitions you have got so far for all these things? You said that the central minister came to inaugurate your first tournament. So what all rewards you have got so far?
So our school gives this annual award called the Innovators Award.
All right.
Which is basically rewarding all the ideas that have created a significant impact in the society. So this year, we received the Innovators Award on our Founders Day.
Yeah.
And this was for our efforts in Samvedna. And I have also received the Woman of Excellence Award by the Indian Achievers Forum this year.
Wow, wonderful. Wonderful. Congratulations for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tell me one thing, you are such a small kid. You're studying still in class 11th. You are doing so many things. How do you manage it along with the studies?
So I feel the key is time management because that is really, really important. You need to set your priorities. You need to make sure that, you know, you manage your time very well. Everybody in this world is given the same amount of time. Everyone gets 24 hours in a day.
Very true.
The way that you utilize that time actually defines the parameters of your success.
Right.
So what I do is I follow this rule of urgent and important, and I make a list of tasks that I have every day, and I note down which ones out of those are urgent and which ones out of those are important and which ones are both urgent and important.
All right.
And then I follow that hierarchy, that chronology, and I complete the tasks that are both urgent and important and vice versa.
Wow. So apart from studies and doing some social work and writing, there is something which is very important for at your age, which is playing games. Do you get time for that?
Yes. Playing games as in like sports or?
Sports. I'm talking about
games.
Outdoors. Yeah, outdoor games, which anyway
yes,
for
yes,
the last
I
eight, 9 months are closed. But do you play that?
Yes, I do. I feel it's very, very important to stay active and stay fit, because if you're playing chess, if you're writing a book, if you're studying, you're doing whatever in life. If you're not physically fit, then you cannot be mentally fit. So it's very important to, exercise your muscles. And what I do for exercise is I go out and I jump on the trampoline for quite some time, and I play badminton, and that's how I keep my physical fitness.
Great. Ushita, there are many young boys and girls who want to write. I actually see a lot of them, having questions on the Facebook and somewhere else in schools and everywhere. What do you tell them? How this could be done? What are the ingredients they require to write a book or to write anything? What should they do?
Right. So I feel that number one, when you are writing a book, you need to take a topic which you are very interested in. Because if you write a book on something that you're not that interested in, then you will not be self-motivated to complete that assignment. So number one, take a topic of interest. Right. Number two is research. You have to research in depth. You have to look at each and every resource that is available on that particular topic. Right. Because you have to make your book stand apart from the others that are available. Right. And for that, it has to be very in-depth and it has to be framed well. The third thing that is required is creativity and the way you frame it. There has to be something unique about the way that your book is presented. Right. And why people would want to buy it. You need to make sure that, you're not writing that book for yourself. You're writing it for people. How is it going to help people? How is it going to make a significant difference in their lives? So you write it from their perspective so that, it reaches the target market and actually creates a difference. And lastly, I feel that in book writing, it is important not to give up, because a lot of writers, even I, when I was like younger, I tried writing a book, but then I left it in the middle because I felt that, no, this cannot go into the market. That's the biggest problem that everyone faces, because when they start a project, they are not able to end it. They are not able to complete it. They're not able to execute it. So just be sure that you are not going to give up when you start writing. You have to make sure that you're going to complete it. You're going to finish it.
Wonderful. Now you just said that it has to be different. So your book, Open Your Wardrobe for Answers. How do you think it is different from any other book which has been written on clothing?
Right. So I feel, number one, that my book, it is not very, very huge in terms of content and the way that it has been put forth. It is short and sweet, and it has the content that people would be able to use in daily lives. It doesn't have anything that, is going to, probably they will not use it in their day-to-day lives.
Right.
So it is very cut to point, and it is very precise, and it won't take that much time for them to read the entire book. So that is number one. Right. Number two is that I have tried to make it very colorful, and I've tried to, put in a lot of illustrations so that, the readers are able to connect and make sense of what I'm trying to say. Right. And for this, I spoke to one of my friends who is a really good artist, and she helped me to make these original drawings for the book. So those drawings, they are like a story. If you just see the drawings, you will be able to make a lot of sense on what I'm speaking. And clothing psychology is a subject which cannot, you can't write a book on it without any pictures, because you're talking about colors, you're talking about patterns. So those illustrations are another thing that make the book very unique. Right. And number three is that I have tried to keep a very good balance between facts and opinions. It's not too opinionated, and it's not like I'm just listing facts, 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 but it has a lot of relevant data, and I have tried to incorporate a wide variety of resources.
Wonderful. My next mission will be to read your book because I have yet not got it.
Thank
Okay, now what is your
you.
plan for your NGO? How will you take it forward?
Okay. Right. So we are very fortunate enough to be connected to very very top NGOs like Seva Bharti, like Pratham and Katha. And these NGOs, they're really supporting us, and they also feel that Samvedna has a lot of potential and that chess should reach out to every nook and corner of the country. So with Pratham NGO, we are devising an online course. We are creating video modules, and we are putting them in their app, and we are making it in all kinds of regional languages like Marathi, Gujarati, Kannada, all these languages. And we hope to, once this course, we hope to complete this by this year. And as soon as the next year starts, we are going to spread this course to as many people as possible. And our target is minimum 5,000. So that's number one. Number two, we hope to, now we have been working with underprivileged kids, but we feel that we can also reach out to senior citizens because chess is a sport that doesn't really require physical rigor. It is a mental game.
बिल्कुल
And it will really help the senior citizens to keep their minds in the right direction. So we want to go to old age homes and spread there as well. And yeah, so that's about it. We want to reach out to maximum people and teach them chess and give them the opportunities to grow.
Vishita, I really wish you will achieve it. I wish you all the
Thank
best.
you so much.
And
Thank you.
thanks for taking my time. And thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Listeners, I hope you had your learnings from this episode and got inspired to keep moving towards attaining your goals. Please share this episode with your friends by visiting my website www.theinfluencertalks.com. If you have stories to share about people who influenced you positively, please do share with me, and I am waiting to hear from you. I'll catch up with you next week with a new episode of The Influencer Talks. Till then, be safe and be healthy.